And we are back right here, right now, here on The Voice of Mower County. And a very special guest joining us here this morning, because we've had a lot of people asking about Bird scooters that you're seeing around town and wanted to know the where's, the ins and outs of what are Bird scooters and how can we use them. So we reached out to Bird, and today joining us, Vaughn Rowland, Government Partnerships Lead at Bird. Vaughn, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Very good. Appreciate your time here today. And just to get us started, kind of explain what is Bird, because I know you offer other things other than scooters, but just basically an overview of what is Bird.
Yeah, for sure. Bird is an electric vehicle company dedicated to basically bringing affordable and environmentally friendly transportation solutions to cities all across the globe. Obviously, we focus on e-scooters and e-bikes, but you know, that's something that we're extremely happy to bring to Austin, and we're looking forward to continuing to expand.
How did it come that Austin got on your radar screen? Do communities reach out to you, or do you see a location where Bird would be a good fit, or a little of both?
Well, we've been operating in a few local areas throughout Minnesota already, so some relationships are built there, and, you know, we've got great programs running in a few other places throughout Minnesota, and we felt like it just made sense for us to continue to find other places that are bike-friendly throughout the great state of Minnesota, and Austin was one of them.
It's been a great addition, especially for our tourist community. I find that a lot of people are asking where they can find scooters and to rent them, but I know locals use them quite a bit as well. Is there a target audience, or is it really kind of just for anybody who needs an immediate piece of transportation, they can rent one and go?
Yeah, I mean, there's no target audience. It's, like you said, it's just obviously for people who need, you know, alternative modes of transportation, and we look to provide them with that. But I will say, you know, obviously, you have to be 18 and up to ride the scooters, and then we do recommend that you wear helmets. Just to ensure that we're safe in our rides. But other than that, no. Like, you know, these scooters are for everybody, and that's something that, you know, we're deeply passionate about here at Bird, is ensuring that everybody has the opportunity to access our vehicles, no matter where you are.
All right, let's get into the nitty gritty of it then. I'm new to all this. I have no idea what a Bird scooter is. I find one. How do I go about renting a scooter to take a ride?
Yeah, it's super simple. So first, all you have to do is download the Bird app. It's available via iOS, so if you have an iPhone or Android, just go in and click in. You'll find our app there, so you just download it. And you'll click into the app from there, and then you'd find Bird in your city. So it'll automatically sort of use the location setting to recognize where you are. And once you open the app, and then the map will pop up and find you, and it'll find a Bird that's closest to you. So, and you can also reserve in advance if you wanted to as well. So if you wanted to ensure that you have a scooter that's waiting for you, you can reserve up to 30 minutes beforehand. And then to start the ride, all you have to do is take your phone, you scan the QR code, you hit the throttle on the right side and the brakes on the left, and then you're off to go. And it's super user-friendly, super simple. And then once you're finished, you know, we just, again, ask for you to park the vehicle neatly and make sure it's out of the way so it's not adhering to anyone that's walking on sidewalks and things of that nature.
For people who don't know, what is the cost to rent a scooter?
Yeah, so right now it's $1 to unlock. Then there's a per-minute fee that's built into it. So I'd ask that, you know, if you're riding in Austin, just, you know, look into your app and it'll show you that specific per-ride fee. But all of our scooters are $1 to unlock.
I was actually have the Bird app on my phone. Was looking at it because there are a number of scooters parked right near my house, so we had to go check
there
them out
go.
The other night. And 39 cents a minute. I mean, it's an awesome option. We were walking through downtown and rain was coming, and so we used a scooter to get us to where we needed to go a little bit quicker. It's very, very handy, and it's a nice ride. They're fun.
Yeah, they're extremely fun. And it's funny you say that, because we always like to call, like, you know, you say like the quick trips to get, you know, back and forth to your location. We call it the last mile. So, you know, it just kind of helps supplement other forms of transportation to get you to places as quickly as possible that you may not need a car for. You know, we're just trying to move folks out of cars and offer up some alternative modes of transportation.
know, somebody grabs a scooter and like they just hop over to a nearby store or to the park or in my case, running home, and we leave it parked there. How do the scooters eventually find their way back to a central location, or does it sit there until somebody else is ready to rent it?
Well, it kind of depends on your area. So you have to first ensure that you are parking in an area that is allowed for you to park. So you park there, and you know, just to ensure that obviously the vehicles are charged and are maintenance properly, we do have a team that comes out, a partner team that we work with to come out and ensure that you know vehicles are maintained, that they're charged up, and that they're cleaned up and in great shape and ready for the next rider. So we typically do that after, you know, throughout the night and things of that nature. But for the most part, you know, those scooters are available, parked in areas for anybody to just sort of come back and pick up. And, you know, as the battery starts to go out on it, we do have that team come in, recharge, and then reservice, and then put them back out.
One of the things that a lot of people have asked about, and I'll be honest, I don't know the answer, is there a, for lack of a better term, a geofence involved in the scooters so that they can't go beyond certain areas, or can we just free ride wherever we need to go?
Yeah, so for now, you can only ride pretty much within the Austin area, but you have to stay away from the bike trail. But that's the only current geofencing mechanism that we have set up is around the bike trail, that you cannot ride on bike trail. That's something that, you know, we want to keep for our bike riders and be able to do that. And it's a safety feature, too, where you just don't want to have any issues with individuals on scooters and individuals riding past on bikes and potentially causing any types of accidents. So that's something that we do currently have set up with an Austin.
Something I found really interesting in the app is that there's the ability that if you have a group of four or five people, you're going around town, you want to rent a scooter, you can actually do group rides.
Yeah, group rides are cool, they're fun. And it's just another way to move, you know, to enjoy the product with friends and family, you know. So, yeah, it's very similar to being able to reserve the ride, as I spoke to a bit earlier there, within the app. And you can basically scan one and it'll allow you to locate maybe two to three others that are right next to you and schedule a group ride. And three, four of your friends can walk up and hop on and one person will pay for it and you can keep it moving.
Well, they are a lot of fun, but the number of people locally that have found scooters and have used them has been really kind of interesting that they really bought into it and are having fun with the Bird scooters.
Yeah, it's an amazing thing. And then, you know, even to go a step further, that we've even seen an increase in terms of our economic impact on small businesses too, with individuals renting scooters. So we found that, you know, you see more individuals on scooters and they're more apt to going to partner to your random, you know, small business location. So either that's food or going to pick up some small shopping items or entertainment. So it's definitely an economic boost too for cities and small businesses.
We were talking with Vaughn Rowland, Government Partnerships Lead at Bird, talking about the Bird scooters in Austin. And I think they've been a wonderful addition to the community. I know a lot of confusion at first with people that are like, what are these? Where did they come from? So I just can only speak from personal experience that, like you said, they're extremely easy to access. And once you download the app, you're just good to go.
Correct. Yeah. Super excited to be in Austin and hoping, you know, folks are able to experience this form of transportation.
Do you know a couple towns? You said that there are other nearby towns that also have Bird scooters. Do you know any offhand?
Yeah. Albert Lee is one, and we'll be soon in Winona as well. So and I think we're also in Altona. I have a problem pronouncing that one, but Owatonna, I believe it's.
Owatonna.
Yeah, there we go.
And once you've downloaded the app, whatever community you're in, if there's a Bird scooter, you can certainly take her for a ride, go rent it, and have some fun.
You got it.
Hey, Vaughn, we appreciate your time. Again, great addition to the community. I'm sure it'll be very successful, and we appreciate your time here today.
Thanks, John, so much. Hope to see you in Austin one day, scooting around in on one of our birds.
Absolutely. We appreciate it. All right, we'll be back with more in just a moment here on The Voice of Moore County.